I'm here with Nikki Rogers, who just taught a series of yoga classes for at the Sanctuary for Independent Media. And we want to thank you for offering this to our community. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you are a yoga activist from Heartspace Yoga, and we want to put out a special thanks to Heartspace. Can you tell us what this means? What is yoga activism, and how does that work?
Sure. So I don't know if I kind of coined that term. I don't think that I did, but I decided that yoga instructor or yoga teacher just kind of fell flat in terms of what it is that my mission and vision around giving yoga to the community is about. So yoga activism for me translates to consistently looking around the community and finding places where yoga would be most beneficial, but isn't quite making it to those places. So bringing yoga where it isn't is something that yoga activism is for me.
And actually, we're here in North Troy, which is one of the most economically disadvantaged communities in the capital region and one of the most environmentally devastated. How can yoga help heal this community?
Right. So Troy, my father was born and raised here with my four aunts and my grandparents, who were African-American, owned 104 Ferry Street in Troy at a time where Black people didn't do much owning of their own homes and properties. So Troy, for me, has a really special place in my heart. So when the opportunity arose to come and serve here, it was a no-brainer and super exciting to join the work that you do here. In traditionally disadvantaged areas, yoga provides healing in things that are deeply rooted, generational trauma, generational poverty, generational ideas of what we can and cannot do, what we should and should not be participating in, because maybe that's a thing for other people. And yoga has been definitely branded in one of those ways. It's not for people of color. And I have had the pleasure of personally introducing so many different people of different backgrounds to the practice and then having their feedback, which is just much different than what they expected. They felt welcomed. They felt warm. They felt energized by the practice, relaxed by the practice, all these different things that they weren't expecting. So it's really a beautiful treat for me to step into spaces where people aren't sure what they're going to get from this yoga thing, and they get something really wonderful.
I've heard that your practice has helped people feel less anxious, and I guess that's about connecting deeply to the breath. But that's something, you know, we keep hearing about the anxiety and the just the struggles of every day. What are some of the most important aspects of your practice that help heal that kind of negative energy?
So just creating an atmosphere that's really, in my practice, in the way that I present yoga, I like it to feel really stripped down and really unveiled. So some of the things you might encounter in a yoga studio are different deities, incense, candles, bells, or different chimes, things that can feel foreign to someone who has no introduction and no experience with the practice or the traditions around yoga, including props. The beautiful yoga props that we use can be straps or blocks or bolsters, pillows, blankets, and just the idea of having to engage with these different things that are unfamiliar can also be off-putting. So just really keeping it super simple. It's just about you, your body, your breath, and also introducing the idea that we should honor ourselves. We're not here to compare ourselves to anyone else. We're just here to do what's the very best for our body in this moment and honor ourselves in that way.
It's a practice of freedom internalized within our bodies.
Absolutely, and isn't that radical in this day and age?
So you also have your own organization, Lifted Vision Community Yoga Services.
Yes.
Can you share what motivated you to create this organization and what you do in the organization, and what are your hopes as you keep growing in the future?
Absolutely. So My motivation to create Lifted Vision Community Yoga Services was to support the yoga activism that I feel is so important in our communities. So Lifted Vision is a space that I can reach out from that's greater than myself and connect with organizations, primarily schools. That was my target originally. I was a special education teaching assistant in Albany at the high school level, and I found that we were really missing the mark in terms of helping our students to feel safe and grounded before trying to introduce them to higher level thinking, which dates back to my psychology degree from Siena College, which wraps in really nicely with just having an understanding when you connect and communicate with people of what the basic needs are so that they can advance past those needs. And like you said, Brenda, the anxiety and stress that's in our communities, to whatever degree they are with specific populations, can really inhibit higher level thinking and growth. So what Lifted Vision does, what I do, is reach out to places like Schenectady High School, their alternative high school, which is called Steinmetz, Philip Schuyler Academy in Albany on Clinton Ave, and this year, Albany County Correctional Facility welcomed me in to work with their SHARP divisions, which is the Sheriff's Addiction Recovery Program, which also houses a unit called Soldier On, which services our veterans. So as you can imagine, addiction, and as well as having served in the military, sometimes crosses over with those stressors and PTSD. So it's been a really great honor since May to come in on every Monday. And if there's a holiday, reschedule for Wednesday, because they really miss me when I'm not there, to help them to kind of dismantle and unpack and unlearn a lot of the stressful habits and physical habits that we get into, even in terms of the way that we breathe, just simple things in breathing practice, stretching, permission to move, permission to make errors, permission to be strong, permission to release and be vulnerable. So all these different practices and just making sure that the space feels good and that my energy feels like a good safe space to unpack some of that stuff for them so that they can, again, get to the higher level thinking, get to thriving rather than surviving.
That brings up so many questions, but you come, you have a lot of wisdom as a teacher, and I know part of that is actually learning from the people you're working with. Yes. So how has working with veterans with PTSD or special needs people, people who are struggling, with real disability, real trauma, how have you learned and how has your yoga practice grown from working with them?
So the style in which I teach is called trauma sensitive. So trauma sensitive yoga is really about just creating the inviting space, releasing the expectations of your students. There's no adjustments because adjustments can be triggering. It's a message that you're doing something wrong. And within your own body, as long as you're being safe and careful and cautious, there's nothing wrong with your movement and your breathing and you honoring the space that you take up. So yes, trauma-sensitive training is excellent, and just going with the flow. No expectations of my students, just allowing them to unfold at whatever pace and rate and to whatever degree to which is best for them.
It's beautiful. So if all of your listeners are your students, what would you give us as final words of wisdom in our own practice as we get ready for the holiday season?
So the advice that I would give is to be as authentic as possible, to take the time to breathe and relax, and instead of preparing your outer self as a wrapped up, beautiful gift, prepare your inner self and be the energy that you want to see created around you.
Thank you so much, Nikki Rogers, for everything you do.
And thank you.